Utah presents Global Fest, March 31st at Kingsbury Hall. One of the most dynamic and popular global music festivals in the country, Global Fest brings down boundaries between countries, and now, with the first national tour of past Global Fest artists, it's also crossing state lines. Come out for an evening of not just one, but three high-energy artists. Go to utahpresents.org for info and tickets.
I'm Christian Schultz, editorial assistant for Slug, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. An acronym for Salt Lake Underground, Slug is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, arts, lifestyle, and events. In this week's episode, we chat with members of Matthew and the Hope before they head to Idaho to play Boise's Tree Fort Festival. Matthew and the Hope are an alt-country trio that currently comprise Matthew Bashaw, Matthew Jean Robinette, and Todd Belcher. The project formed in 2012 when Bashaw started performing around town as a solo performer with occasional backing musicians and guest spots. Over the years, the lineup has changed, incorporating different musicians who bring their own unique talents to enhance the sound. In 2014, the group released their debut full-length album, Burn It to the Ground, followed by a four-month Southwest tour. This year, the band will be a part of the Tree Fort Festival in Boise, Idaho. They'll be playing Tom Graney's on Friday, March 25th at 11:15 p.m. Slug writer Liz Corrigan sat down with Bashaw, Robinette, and Belcher about their current happenings and playing Tree Fort.
With music always adapting and shifting in style, where do you guys see yourselves on the genre spectrum, and how will you stand out at Tree Fort Music Festival?
You know, stylistically, I think we're pretty basic country. I mean, we pull from all different genres in the country realm, a little bit of traditional and bluegrass mostly.
What does an outdoor festival offer compared to other venues you've played in? I know you guys play in a lot of bars, yeah?
Yeah, that's our mainstay usually. I haven't done many outdoor festival stuff, but I think Todd might have. Yeah,
I think one of the biggest things is the freedom of people walking around and the freedom to interact with people constantly, not just people shoved into the corner in a bar trying to get a drink, you know, might be preoccupied with things like that. Being out in the open, the visual aspect of it, everything, it's awesome.
Nice. Have you guys been to, what other festivals have you been to?
I was there last year with a different band.
Okay.
And I've played a lot of smaller festivals, nothing like Coachella, but festivals where there's still 5,000 people out in the crowd.
Yeah. Okay, will you guys be playing any new songs at Tree Fort?
Yes.
Absolutely. We've been writing like crazy, Matt and I have.
I would dare say that'll darn near be the majority of our set there.
Really?
It's new material.
So your new, or your most latest album was Burn It to the Ground. That came out in 2014. Do you want to talk a little bit about that real fast?
It's probably better if we talk about our new EP that's coming out really soon.
Okay.
That's a little more up to date, you know.
Yeah, the Burn It to the Ground record was done with a lot of awesome musicians, but I've since, this is an entirely new band now.
Okay.
So
The Hope is a new band.
Yeah, The Hope is
the
a new
Hope.
Band.
Matthew's
always
all
been
along.
The mainstay. The Hope has changed, yeah.
Okay.
Throughout the years, always changing, but cross our fingers on this one sticking around.
Great.
This new EP that we have coming out called A Bittersweet Decline will just be a five-song downloadable EP just to show everybody the new material, give them a taste, and we're already starting to work on another full-length as well, just so everybody can see we're still working and getting something fresh for them.
When do you think those are going to come out?
Probably looking like 2-3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
We're just about ready to put them into mastering right now, so.
As far as the album goes, we just barely started some tracking into it. It's probably sometime in the summer, maybe.
But we're doing it all in-house. We have our own engineer. We have all of our own equipment, everything that we need to do it from tracking to mastering. So
yeah, we're a fully independent band.
Yeah,
you know, we don't have a label or anything.
We'll get it out pretty quick.
So, if you were looking a year from now, where do you guys want to be or plan to be?
On the road, as always.
On the road. Yeah, Matthew, doing the same thing we always are. Hopefully playing some bigger venues and, you know, getting bigger paychecks. But all in all, we just want to be doing the same thing we're doing.
I was just going to add to that, somewhat of a dream within all of us is to eventually be able to get out on the road for an extended period of time.
For like a tour, yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to get over maybe to the East Coast and back, yeah. You know,
run a coastline tour or an East Coast tour.
Yeah, we want a tour.
We'd love to go out.
We're already doing this for a living.
I mean, this is our job,
100%, yeah. We might as well just get on the road.
Yeah.
We're yearning and aching to do that.
Yeah.
Great, so with all the bands, hundreds of bands that are going to be at Tree 4, you even said that you'd like to go tour on the East Coast. How do you guys, your sound and style, represent the West Coast? The Grand American West.
I always felt like we kind of had more of a West Coast sound, but more Midwest, you know, more breadbasket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Earthy, grassroots.
Thinking like some Oklahoma kind of area, you know. Definitely that kind of Americana sound.
We're big followers of Red Dirt Country.
Which mm-hmm. is kind of the Oklahoma, Texas area.
I don't know how much of that they get on the East Coast, but yeah. We'd love to bring it. We'd love to bring it.
The originality in this band within the tunes that are being written right now will just set itself apart solely because we are three individual people bringing something individual to the table.
Yeah.
Something fresh, something new.
It is collectively a band, but it's literally three separate people playing together. It kind of creates its own sound.
The musicianship will speak for itself as far as maybe setting ourselves apart from 450 other bands that are going to be in Boise. I think it's 100% original sound, and I got to give it to Matthew for his vocals. Pretty singer.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. I love it.
It's not just his pretty hair.
Or the mustache. You're over there twiddling your mustache a little bit. Yeah, so how have you guys been impacted as an emerging band by community radio stations like KRCL 90.9 and KRBX 89.9, which is Boise Radio? They're hosting the Tree Fort Festival. You know, what does community radio mean to you guys?
It's the most important kind of radio because they're the ones that are showcasing the people that are actually grinding day in, day out. You know, the local guys that are out there killing themselves to make a paycheck, you know. It's not commercial based. So I think they are the most important. I listen to a lot of the bluegrass stuff on KRCL in particular. That show's incredible.
Bluegrass Express or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sunday Sage.
I haven't had a chance to stream the one that you mentioned in Boise yet, but that's on my to-do list for sure.
Everything he said, it's huge for them to be able to broadcast local musicians. I feel like there's a ton of talent everywhere that'll never get discovered, and if we, you know, if they get a chance to get on the air, that's just a huge catapult, you know, something that we hope to do as well.
Yeah, Salt Lake's music scene locally as a whole is
incredible.
I think the people here might not know how spoiled they really are. I mean, there's no way I could ever list off every single name of incredible people that I've worked with that are local here, you know, and so people. Not just the radio stations, but folks like Slug too, and other local companies that are trying to all help push each other. That's what we need. That's the community right there.
One of the longest-standing independent publications in the nation, Slug Magazine has been an unparalleled tastemaker and advocate of local underground culture. Join Slug as we celebrate local music, art, action sports, and more. Snag the latest Slug merch and apparel online at slugmag.bigcartel.com.
I know as a listener, I've been just immersed in a community which celebrates art and music in all mediums. So, you know, it's really positively impacted a lot of lives, maybe as a band, as a listener, as a community. So there's a lot of value there, especially with Tree 4. I think it speaks volumes that a community radio station can bring hundreds of bands around the country to this huge festival where it'll be great for people attending, but also for the musicians. Do you guys have hopes of linking up with some great bands there and maybe forming some new relationships. And
we're always on the lookout for
The relationships yeah. will be there for sure. We're gonna try to be there a day ahead, and then so we'll try to be there all day Thursday and Thursday night, and then we'll play Friday. Yeah. And we've got another gig out of Boise Saturday. But while they're there, we will definitely make some contacts. I lived there for 8 years.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to see a bunch of my people there that are and have been and still are in the music scene heavily there. So we'll make a lot of those connections, and then of course we'll meet tons and tons of new bands. I mean,
I'm looking forward to seeing some good shows.
It's gonna be go from 12 noon until 2 a.m. each day. So we're gonna start out one end of the street at 12 noon and hit every single one of them all the way down to the main stage and back. And that's what I experienced last year. Start on one end, go down to the main stage, come back, and I just did that until I couldn't walk anymore, and just pop it into every single venue, main stage, venue, main stage. Amazing artist all day, all night long.
Do you guys hope maybe that you can find some people to go on tour with? I know you mentioned maybe East Coast, West Coast, Midwest.
Yeah,
any people
some
like
names
kind of
in mind, and even some local names that we'd like to get together with.
I don't know. I'm mostly just stoked about seeing some really good shows too.
Yeah.
You know, and if something comes of that, then we're always down to talk shop. But you know, even if not, I'm stoked to see some good music, and at the end of the day, hopefully play some music that everybody else thinks is good too.
I'm kind of excited to see the diversity and things up there, because you know we call ourselves like an alt country band, but depending on the song, you know, we can go as far as being bluegrass, you know, to being country. It's kind of here and there. We get a lot of people that tell us, oh, we don't usually like country or listen to country, and they love us. And so, you know, it's a lot of the same thing with other bands. Other bands say that they're in a certain genre, but you know, you're like, I'm not really into that, until you hear that band, and you're like, I kind of like these guys, you know.
And we
draw ideas from everywhere. We don't just listen to country.
Yeah.
We listen to everything.
And we've gotten hits, you know, from people here and there at some popular places to play where people could put us in contact with certain people. But it's always that 12 a.m. or 12 a.m. drunken, you guys should come to Birmingham, Alabama, and we'll fly you there, and you don't have to bring anything. We'll pay you $4,000, and then 6 months later, we've never heard from that dude again.
So you gotta expect that in a bar.
So we're pretty humble, the three of us. If it could happen, we would love it to happen. That's ultimately
we tell everyone the same thing, that we will play anywhere you know, for the right amount of money.
As far as touring with another act, you know, again, that's something that if it were the right time, the right deal, I mean, certain things have to be in place for us to be able to do that. Absolutely, we'll do it. But we don't necessarily go out hunting it, looking for it, and trying to jump on bandwagons.
We're kind of just progressing ourselves.
We're pretty self-sustaining.
Yeah.
We'll do it ourselves at some point in time, guaranteed.
Aside from the EP and the album we got coming out, we also have a whole line of merch getting ready to come out within the next couple months.
Yeah, and we've never
something
had
that
merch.
We've never had before. We're talking. Yeah. T-shirts, beer koozies, hats.
Panties.
Yeah, women are asking for ladies' tank tops and panties.
Gotta have panties.
Yeah, we've got buttons out right now. We're looking to do stickers. Pretty much just anything cool you'd find at an average merch table. It'll be out, probably all of it, by this summer.
So we'll do it ourselves regardless.
Yeah. We have plenty of good connections to help us out in all aspects. You know, I do a lot of our visual art. We have a really great graphic designer who helps put together a lot of our posters, a lot of our images that we use, you know, for labeling for the band. We have a lot of wonderful people that are backing us. It's not just the three of us, you know, sitting here. We have a whole support group.
It's a community.
We've got a team.
Yeah,
we
have a great professional sound engineer who makes us sound amazing. You know, we all know them, Matt and Todd.
We just need that little kickstart.
Yeah.
To get us on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'll be on the road soon, Tree Fort, March 23rd, right?
That's when the festival starts, I believe. We will be there
Friday 5th, right?
We'll be playing Friday the 25th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
At Tom Graney's and
downtime spot.
11 p.m.
11:10 to 11:50.
All right. Well, thanks so much for visiting with Slug today, you guys. And
thanks for having us.
We look forward to the future albums and future shows. And coming right from Slug with our Salt Lake City's very own Matthew and the Hope.
Thanks a bunch.
Very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Now we're going to listen to a track off of Matthew and the Hope's 2014 album, Burn It to the Ground. This is You Ain't No Boston.
Stray dogs, and they're looking like they're ready to eat. Oh, this city now versus sleeps. It just lies in wait while sharpening its teeth. So I wrote you a letter and explained to you why it is that I gotta leave. 'Cause you picked my bones clean, and it reads, oh, dear New York City, you ain't no Boston, you ain't no San Antonio, you ain't no Memphis Diamond, you ain't no country road. You are cocaine deals and liquor stores. Did you let me down fast and hard? I wish you would've let me down. Bar full of working girls made of plastic and diamond rings, where they calculate their winks. 'Cause it's a business here, and someone's gotta buy those drinks. Oh, but the liquor wears off, and by the morning all you got is the pain running down your cheeks. Am I the only one who sees that you are not what you need them to be? You ain't no Boston, you ain't no San Antonio, you ain't no summer dress, and you ain't no desert rose. You are lips and legs without a soul. You let me down fast and hard. Well, I wish you would've let me down slow. Lights and the sirens on the streets below, they won't leave me alone. I was screaming like a lover, needing time alone, begging, please let me go. Yeah, New York City, I know you know you don't feel like home anymore. No, meet me in Boston, meet me in San Antonio.
You just heard You Ain't No Boston off Matthew and the Hope's 2014 album, Burn It to the Ground. For more info, visit them at reverbnation.com/Matthew and the Hope. Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, myself, Christian Schultz, Joshua Joy, and John Ford. The executive producer is Angela Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples, our main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design was by Kate Colgan. Thanks for listening.